What's up, everybody? Nathan here with another episode of Freelance Jumpstart TV. And in this video, we're going to talk about hustle and rest. This whole topic was birthed from a question that came on Twitter. After I did the video, Hustle versus Hope, got a question from someone named Kat, and this is what Kat said. Kat simply said this: Nathan, thank you for sharing this. Now, how do we avoid burnout while getting our hustle on? Hustle is good, hustle is great, and hustle is needed to get to your goals. But as the question implies, you're going to get burnt out somewhere along the way if you don't take the time to rest. In a previous video, I talked about hustle versus hope. The fact that if you have hopes, dreams, desires, and goals, that's perfectly fine. But if you want to get to those and accomplish those goals, you're going to have to hustle on an everyday basis in order to reach those. Just in case you haven't had a chance to check out the other video, let me give you the definition of hustle so we're on the same page. Hustle is to consistently put in extra effort with a sense of urgency until you reach your desired goal. In other words, you're hustling, you're working hard, you're putting in extra effort than everyone else, or more than what you've ever had until a certain point. And then you'll move on to the next goal or the next thing to accomplish. But until then, you're staying focused and every effort you put in is adding to the equity of you actualizing that goal. So being in hustle mode is great, and being in hustle mode is something that you should do. But the one thing that you don't want to get caught up in is working and hustling so much that you forget or you ignore to take the time to rest. That should be a part of the process in which you're hustling for. Rest is essential. Personally, I've fallen victim to getting in hustle mode and not resting, and there was always a consequence in me doing so. So I'll illustrate this with a story. So I have a good friend named Jacqueline, and Jacqueline and I were in grad school at the same time, but we were in different places. Jacqueline always used to say this: I would rather have a good night's sleep before a test instead of trying to cram the whole night. I was the opposite. I was like, hey, you know what? Why don't you study? But then to get that extra studies time, why don't you cram anyway, just so you know you'll ace the test. So I would pull an all-nighter. Jacqueline would make sure she goes to sleep and gets at least 8 hours. When test day came, Jacqueline would feel well-rested, and even if she didn't know every answer to a question, she mentioned she was able to work through it and think logically because she was well-rested. Me, on the other hand, when test day came, I'd be a little tired, groggy, and not only would I have to think through the problems, but I would also fight off sleep because I was so tired from the previous day and studying all night and cramming. I didn't even remember everything. Maybe I remembered 60 to 30% because I was just so tired and I didn't retain as much. What am I trying to say with that story? I'm simply saying that if you continue to work and hustle, that if you don't take the time to rest, you can end up being less effective than what you really need to be. If you've ever worked out before, whether it's running, jogging, lifting weights, then you probably have gotten sore. If that's the case, soreness is really just a time in which you can take a moment, rest, but then you go back and you continually work out and get stronger. Your mind works in a similar fashion. Yes, you can take in information. Yes, you can work. Yes, you can try to stay focused for a specific period of time, but somewhere along the line, your mind is going to need time to sit back and rest and recuperate and recharge so that you can go back and be more effective. And that's a continual process. Another thing to look out for when you're hustling is something that I've fallen victim to, and that is just being busy for the sake of being busy. This has to do with your perspective on how you view your time. I know for me personally, I viewed my time as something to be filled. In other words, I viewed it as laziness if I didn't take the time to fill up every hour, every space with something to do. I felt somewhat guilty about relaxing or hanging out with friends or having a long phone conversation that went longer than what I wanted to. I felt guilty because I was thinking, how can I sit here and do this when I know there's a goal I need to do? Or how can I sit here and go to the movies when I know I need to finish a project for a client? Whatever it may be, I felt a sense of guilt because really I was just thinking I was lazy. For those who were similar to me in that way of thinking, you definitely have to overcome that. Your schedule is not something to be filled. Your schedule is something to be protected. I'm gonna say that again. Your schedule is not something to be filled. Your schedule is something to be protected. Time is precious and not something that you can get again. You can always make more money. You can always buy more equipment. You can always learn a new thing. But time is not something that you can make more of. For that simple fact, guard and protect your time. So don't look for ways to be busy. Simply be okay and relaxed with the fact that if you have nothing in a time slot, it's okay to take a step back and rest as long as you're making progress towards that goal in the timetable you want to reach it. Rest is also essential because you want to take time to reflect on your process. So really, I have a challenge for everybody out there, and I'm a part of the challenge as well. The challenge is simply this. Whether you're working on something, you're a blogger, you're a creative, you're a freelancer, you're an entrepreneur, whatever it may be, the challenge is simply this. After each project or after each client you take on, purposefully schedule time to rest and relax after that project. So what does that look like for me? Well, in my case, let's just say I take on a web design client. I onboard the client, I talk to them, and I get started. I scope out the project and I say the project may take 6 to 8 weeks to complete. If that's the case, right after that 8 weeks, right after that 6 weeks, whatever it is, I purposefully schedule a week off, or I purposefully schedule 3 days off right after that. So that means that right after that project, I'm not available for that week. That's what it looks like for me. What would it look like for you? This is to help you avoid stacking up clients back to back so that it's not just an endless pile of work with no hope of recuperating in sight. I definitely understand that sometimes in your business, you're gonna have those moments to where you are hustling, you are grinding, you are working hard, and you do have back-to-back things to do. But somewhere in there, there has to be a break. And if you don't take control and purposefully schedule your rest, you'll be at the mercy of other people's schedules and you'll be so busy. Really, just to sum everything up, you don't wanna be a victim of not having rest. You don't wanna be someone who works so hard, who hustles so hard, that it really hurts their business and slows them from reaching their goals. You don't wanna be in the midst of trying to reach a goal and then you have a nervous breakdown or your health starts failing because you didn't take the time to rest. Take care of yourself. Your business will only go as far as your body is able to go. So for that reason, purposefully rest. Avoid being burnt out. Avoid being overworked. Protect your time and protect your schedule and take the time to rest so that you can reduce stress. I'm not only talking to you, I'm talking to myself as well. Thank you for taking the time to check out this video. As you see, this video was a result of somebody asking a question on Twitter. So don't forget that you can ask me questions on Twitter, tweet me directly, ask me a question through my website, email. However you want to get in touch with me, get in touch with me. I'd be more than happy to answer your question and work it into the show, just like I did for this one. As always, again, thank you for checking out the show. It's going to be a great year. Not only that, but I will catch you in the next one. See you.